Okay, part two. So, I was listening to Acrobat, and forgot to mention his eldest son's birthday, but I didn't give a shout out on my podcast on Sunday, and the whole hobbies thing, and oh, and about his parcel, missing parcel. Well, that's kind of suck, really. And the thing about hobbies. And it's funny because our neighborhood is having garage sales or rummage sales where you take all your unwanted stuff and you park it out in your garage, driveway, front lawn, and you sell it. And when the neighborhoods get together, you know, there's a lot more traffic per se, and more likelihood that you're going to get rid of your stuff. And so I was in the basement and I was going through stuff that I don't need anymore or don't use. And one of my hobbies back in the early 2000s was scrapbooking. And oh my gosh, I had so much stuff. Papers and scissors and cutouts and stickers and machines and tools. And do I do any of it now? Heck no. Who does pictures? I mean, who, even though I have two 35 millimeter cameras, which I love, do people take pictures anymore? That they would do that kind of stuff? Make the scrapbooking books? I did make two of them for my children, for my daughter and for my son. And I made them kind of just one page. And I took the big 8x10s, their school pictures. And the 8x10s from when they were younger. Well, the baby pictures that you get when you're not there in the hospital. And I took each one of those 8x10s and I made a page and turned it into a book. The only one that I did not include for my, in those books were their graduation pictures. Those are hanging on the wall. And, but I'm selling a lot of the majority. And then, like Acrobat said, the money that a person puts into their hobby. I wonder if you add it all up. You know, because I was thinking some of the big sheets of paper were 25 cents each and you get four for a dollar when they were on sale. And I had over 50 sheets. So then you do the math. And then each pair of scissors was like $7.99. And I had, I think, eight pairs of scissors. You know, with different, they weren't the straight edge. They were different design scissors. So then when you cut, the edges of the paper would have this specific design on them. And then I had embossing tools and stickers, but you figure the sticker packs were anywhere from $1 to $5 a book. So just imagine and how crazy that gets. I was trying to think of any other hobbies that I had. That was the most recent one. Oh, and then the gardening hobby. But that's not really a hobby. It was for a while. And that gets expensive too. And I wonder how many people keep up with their hobbies once they start. Okay. I still haven't gotten up out of bed yet.